Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brian Gittins podcast. I've never said that before, but welcome to it. And to my left-hand side, I've got the blonde carrot, David Edwards.
I'm standing at attention, sir, like a carrot.
How many middle names have you got?
I have two, William and Nicholas.
Smashing. And our guest today is Mr. Scroobius Pegg!
Hello.
Hi!
Applause.
Now, Scroobius, I don't know if you realise, you should realise. Oh, and also, sorry, we've got Charles the Robot here. So Charles the Robot is sat with us.
Hello, Pip. Hello. Hello, Pip.
Hello, Pip. So, obviously, guys, so we're sat backstage at a music venue. The setting is, I'm just letting the people at home know, but we're in a band, yes?
Yep.
What's the band called, David?
It's called The Three Amigos.
Yeah. Right, well, Charles, so yeah. What about
that's
him?
The irony, that's
yeah,
what
exactly. Who came up with that name? You did.
I certainly did.
Did you?
Absolutely, that's fine. Copyright on that.
The Three Amigos, and what sort of
can
music?
Can I be the drummer?
What's that? You're going to be the drummer?
Can I be the drummer?
You can be the drummer. No worries. And what sort of music do we do, Scroobius?
Electro country.
Electro country. I thought
lovely blend of two styles there.
Yeah.
Do you know much about electro country?
Yeehaw.
Do you know much about electro country?
I do actually know quite a bit.
You should do, because you
I'm in a blooming electro country
band. You started
band.
The band, didn't you?
I did. The Three Amigos. It came to me in a dream, and now this is the reality.
What instruments do you play?
I play the guitar.
Scroobius?
Washboards.
I play, what do I do?
Spoons?
Yeah, spoons and...
Xylophone.
Xylophone, exactly.
There we go.
I've got an electronic xylophone and Charles is on the drums. So with Three Amigos, we're about to go out and perform to our adoring fans, but whilst we wait, we're going to do our little podcast. I've got a question for you, David.
Please do.
Here we
Please
go.
Do.
First question of the podcast is this. What was the last picture you took on your phone and why?
The last picture I took on my phone...
Can you prove this?
I haven't got it with me.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
I had to. I had to get rid of the photos because my emails were blocking up my my memory.
Right.
So I had to get...
Lovely story. Your Honour.
That is the absolute truth, sir.
Is it really?
I'm in the docks right now holding the Bible.
Right.
And that is the absolute truth.
Right.
And I was having to create a cake for someone's birthday. It wasn't a great success. And I had to ask for instructions from my sister. And it just sort of caved in, really. It just sort of imploded.
Right.
And I sent her the picture,
okay.
Basically, and then asked for some guidance after that.
And what's your sister called?
Jane.
Jane, stop pointing. Sorry, you pointed a lot in the last podcast. Don't point.
I've got to stop doing. I will stop doing that. I'll put my hands. I'll literally sit on my hands right now. I'll get pins and needles, but it'd be worth it.
What kind of cake was it?
It was a chocolate cake.
Ah, the best kind.
It certainly was, and it was for an aunt who's coming over from Jersey.
Yeah,
and I thought, you know, I'd treat her. And
when was this?
This was about 3 weeks ago.
What was the last photo you took on your phone?
I hardly take that many photos. I tell you one thing. I used to do. I used to have bad OCD. And I used to take photos of doors being locked and switches being switched off.
Really?
Yes, just wow. So I could leave the flat. That was during quite a bad period.
To confirm they're off and to confirm
absolutely.
They're
so if I got panicked
so
at work...
You'd leave the flat.
I would leave the flat.
Take a photo of the door.
It was like almost like a paparazzi shot. I'd have to go around taking photos of the things that I was worried about.
Right, and so then that would give you a little bit of comfort when you're at work.
Then I was at the office. I'd sit down. Don't panic, Dave. You have photo evidence that you have closed the oven and it's not on. You're not going to coming back. You're not going to be coming back to ashes.
Do you still do that? You don't do that anymore. So are you over that?
There was a point whereby we had problems with the locks of our doors, and I had a dog that I was looking after, my dad's dog, and I used to take loads of photos of that.
What, your dad's dog?
My dad's dog for sentimental reasons, but more importantly, the locks, to make sure that was all locked and that the dog was secure type of thing.
So if I went through your phone, I'd see loads of photos of locks.
Yeah, just locks and switches and ovens, making sure they're not on, and the dog making sure that is in the cage and the cage lock is locked. And then I can go on and enjoy my day.
Right.
So that I'm not going to come back to some kind of calamity disaster.
I'd recommend you'd got 4 or 5 180 degree remote accessible webcams, so you can just access at any point, zoom in. If they're HD, you can zoom in on any lock. You can look anywhere and just double check everything.
That is not
really quite like that idea.
I do a lot, and I think it's doable. You could probably get a webcam like that. Yes.
Have you ever thought of doing something like that?
Not until I was just being told. I think that's Scroobius. I think he's got his finger on the pulse there.
Why?
I really think that is a proper.
It's good.
Can you get one that's electronically controlled with an app or something?
And get them electronically controlled on an app, remote accessible, so you can just check at any point what's going on.
I mean, what would be?
I believe the technology was developed for doorbells, so you'd have these doorbells that have a camera in, so when you're not there, you can see who's at your door, or if someone's ringing your doorbell to check if anyone's in and then rob you, and it was all like that. But they're now
I'm not aware of any of this technology.
You're absolutely loving
the doorbell one's incredible. Yeah. I don't know why I don't own that.
I don't. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
You're not being suspicious of Scroobius. You believe him.
Oh, I do believe him. No, I don't.
Why are you looking at him?
I certainly don't think you're coming out of a plot for a sci-fi film. I think this exists. And also, a lot of the time, it's not just I'm worried about being burgled. Sometimes I don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah.
What are you worried about? You're worried about leaving the door open, so what? What's the worst case scenario?
Basically, that house, that dog, is Dave Eccles' responsibility.
Forget the dog.
Right.
What about when the dog isn't there? Are you still worried about the locks?
I'm just worried that someone will break in, or I'll leave something on, like some kind of a microwave or oven. Do you know what? I don't think I've actually seen it all the way through as a scenario.
Probably good to see it through, isn't it?
Psychologically, see what it is. But I just think
Dr. Gittins here.
Well, you're making a valid point. It's got to be said. I can just see calamity, a potential disaster happening, and it's going to have my name all over it.
But you're over this. I think we talked about this in another episode, but you are over this, yes?
Unless something new is entered into my realm, such as a Shih Tzu dog, which I had to look after, if I'm suddenly given a new responsibility that unbalances the canal boat, if you like.
The canal boat of
my life.
Yeah.
You know, it's some way unbalances it. I've got to focus on something new, and I'm responsible.
Isn't that one of our songs, The Canal Boat of Life?
Yep.
Should we start playing it? Do you want to tune your... do you tune a washboard?
Can do.
We're going to get some drinks backstage, Brian.
Yes, get some drinks.
Come on before the
big get some lasses as well.
Get some bloody lasses and some Budweiser flowing.
Do you tune a washboard?
I want to get hammered before the big Jude.
The big what?
I want to get hammered before the big Jude.
Big Jude?
Big Jude.
Big Jude. Is that one of the
big
lasses?
Big Jude come in.
Goodness me, big Jude. Flipping that. You have to get hammered before her. Goodness,
super fan.
David, do you want to tune your guitar?
I certainly will do. This is an electro guitar, so it's got like a robotic... echo within it, a bit like the Transformers when they change.
Yeah, I've got my xylophone.
There you go. So I'm just doing some electro vibes now to it. Getting some, hoping I'm going to get the audience aroused by my frequencies. I don't mean in an inappropriate manner, just sort of in a festival vibe type of thing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I'm just going up and down with it.
You want to play try your washboard?
Yeah, mine's more a traditional sound, which is rooting us in the country, because you guys, and you know, you've got the electro covered, I'm bringing that.
We're marrying electric and country together.
American country sound.
We're very confident, aren't we? We think our band's quite good, don't we?
Oh, I wouldn't be it, pal, if it wasn't the case.
Yeah, we're all busy guys.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, so...
Drum.
That's the first layer, then you create another musical layer.
Drummer over there. Scroobius, have you got a first question for David?
Yes. It relates to our kind of tour life, and there's the holy trinity when you're on the road of pizza delivery places. Obviously, there's Papa John's, Domino's, and Pizza Hut. And I want to know what your favourite is. You know, when you enter a town, you'll look to see which are available. You've probably got them ranked. I want to know what the number one is and why.
I would say I've got a real
number one pizza or the number one pizza
number
vendor.
One vendor, because that's an interesting question, because I have preferences on, for example, the starters and sides of Pizza Hut,
yes,
but the actual pizza of Domino's and the desserts of Papa John's, but you know, yeah, as said, so it's a multi-layered.
Do you like Pizza Express?
It's a bit fancy. It's not really tour life, is it?
Okay.
That's a weekend off with the missus.
I was going
to go somewhere fancy.
I'm a big fan of Pizza Express.
Oh, it's lovely. It's delightful. But you have to go in there. You can't eat it in your hotel room or backstage.
Yes. Sorry, David. I'll hide
you.
No,
good grief.
No.
I think you made an interesting point about Pizza Express.
The question for David is,
what's his preferred of the three? You get to a town, you're looking at what's available and you're hoping for number one.
Do you know what? I've had to actually avoid pizza because I've got a real penchant for it in a big way.
Yeah.
And I've severely almost hospitalised myself. That isn't over the top when it comes to pizza buffets.
Right.
Whereby I have just gone for it in a bit. I'm talking Elvis, Las Vegas in the 70s.
Oh,
really?
Please explain more.
Where
were you? Where would you be?
It's at a wedding or something? It's the same one in Chichester, basically.
Sorry, you mean in a pizza restaurant?
Pizza restaurant buffet. Or when I order... Oh, sorry, I apologise. I get excited, just the idea of pizzas is just fantastic, isn't
it? Hopefully so.
You can choose the toppings.
Yeah.
And also you can get the cheese and the cream in the crust. Just think about it now, it fills me with glee.
Yeah.
I think, and also I have this thing whereby when I treat myself to something, I always want to see it to the end.
Yep.
Because I'm so hyped up and ready for it. So I'm just eating all this dough and pepperoni and I've had enough to eat. And, many a time I've had to just lay in the back seat of a car, just ruined, basically, after consuming. And a lot of the time, when it comes to the pizza, I'm physically done because I've had loads of starter already. Nacho chips, all those different elements.
So which restaurant would you head to first if the first town we...
Well, I would definitely go with Domino's. I think you're quite right there because
that's 5 points on the trip.
I apologise. I do apologise. Let's put them back here underneath my bum cheeks so they can't come out. Ultimately, I don't know if this might be controversial, but I find Pizza Hut, when the actual pizza's given to me, always a massive anticlimax.
I mean, being a big fan of pizza, I think there are tricks.
You know, can I just butt in here? What's annoying me is you're a big fan of pizza. You haven't got an ounce of fat on you.
No.
That's amazing.
Come, why?
Well, I'm similar. I used to eat pizza constantly, and then I now only allow it at weekends because in the week I'll eat healthy and I'll exercise. And then
how much do you exercise? Because I've just started exercising.
I genuinely exercise 5 or 6 days a week.
Oh my!
And how long is an exercise session?
So this morning I had a 36-minute initial session.
And then I did just
an hour of cardio afterwards.
An hour and a half this morning?
The 36 minutes was a rotation of 30 seconds on a cross trainer.
30 seconds?
Then 30 seconds rest. Easy.
Okay.
I'll finish. Then 30 seconds of kettlebells.
Chips.
No, it's a big... it's a similar idea. They're a round weight with a handle on.
All right.
So it's just a round thing. So I'll do an exercise called a hang power clean for 30 seconds.
You've been taught how to do this?
Yeah. I've got a guy who programs my training.
Right.
And then I'll have 30 seconds of push press with the kettlebell, then 30 seconds rest, 30 seconds of a plank, 30 seconds rest, 30 seconds of sit-ups, 30 seconds rest, 30 seconds of a goblet squat.
What's then, that?
Then you don't know what a goblet squat is.
No, is that Lord of the Rings or something? A goblet squat?
Well, you hold a single kettlebell in your hand as if it's an excited goblet with two hands, like just under your chin, and then you squat down and stand up again.
It sounds horrifically painful.
Yeah, and then 30 seconds rest, and then you repeat that 6 times. So that makes it a 36-minute exercise that's got regular activity and regular breaks.
Do you have to... Sorry, Brian, you go for it.
Enough.
Yeah, yes.
If I so I did 5K this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.
5K
on the cross trainer.
Yep, that's good. It's better for your knees. It's better for your knees.
Would that have helped me at all, or am I wasting time?
No, I think the cross trainer's great. As long as you're breaking a sweat, as long as you're pushing enough of a pace to break a sweat.
Would you say do the short? I mean, we've sort of gone off. We were talking about.
I think it's valid stuff.
It is valid. So would you recommend me doing shorter on the cross trainer than whipping over to the old barbells?
You see, it depends what you're after. I do my...
I want a really lovely body.
My 36-minute exercise is all muscle gain and general strength and conditioning. My hour-long on the cross trainer, which was... it's 50 minutes, I did 6.1K. That's to trim down and tone up, because I was doing a lot of muscle stuff and I felt I bulked up more than I needed to.
Right, okay.
So you did an hour and a half this morning?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you work on your body?
Well, I flirt with the gym all the time. I like the idea of it, but I was going to ask you, are you G'd up beforehand or are you just being dragged?
See, that's it. I can't stand a gym. It's sort of like I built a little gym at the back of my house, and that is why I've had the last year or so.
Say, you being able dotting to around fitness, the gym would really annoy me.
I'd look ridiculous.
He's over there. He's over 30 there.
30 seconds here, 30 seconds there. Someone coming down.
Do you enjoy it beforehand? Do you think, oh, it's time for the my garden gym?
It's one of those things. It kind of it's as soon as you make it a habit, it's not a question thing. It's easier when it's all in your own house. You've not got to go, oh, I need to get down the gym. You've got to go, it's there, I need a quick warm up and do my half hour or whatever else. And with like the cross trainer, I'll listen to a podcast or watch a TV show on my iPad, so I've got something that's distracting my mind.
Yeah,
because again, for weight loss and cardio, it is about, I believe it's about endurance and longevity. Even if you're going slow for an hour, it's gonna do.
So obviously, I've been going for 2 months now to the gym, and the rewards are obvious. Yes,
definitely. When I saw you today, I thought he's cutting pretty clean. He's pretty good. I did. I certainly did.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I sort of derailed the. No,
I think it's good. I would love to be a gym.
I have ordered some pizza for us backstage.
Please bring
actually,
it in.
We need to practice rehearse what
just
our...
a shitload of Hawaiians.
Sorry,
that's a shitload of Hawaiians.
That's a shitload of Hawaiians.
Load of Hawaiians.
Okay, that's a shitload of Hawaiians.
Oh, lovely.
Now we
got
apple. What we should do is rehearse our first song that we're going to sing tonight. So, what's it called, David?
We are called the Three Amigos.
Now, what's the song called?
Electro Balm. In the sense that, it's country as in a barn and we're electro. So hopefully the audience will understand what it means, its significance.
So, obviously it kicks off with Scroobius playing his washboard. I do my xylophone and then you...
My electro start, guitar with kind of robotic singing, whispers.
Drum.
Futuristic hoedown, isn't it?
You keep drumming, Charles. Scroobius will start playing his washboard.
Let's go.
Let's do this. And then David will sing.
Absolutely. We are the Three Amigos.
Drum, right, I've got a question here from someone, a listener, David. What would you rate yourself out of 10?
Do you mean looks, intellect?
What would you rate yourself out of 10?
Out of 10?
The whole package.
The whole package, I would say 8. I'm just hovering above average. I'm not a 9 or a 10. I'm not arrogant.
But you're pretty good,
say, on a good day...
You're 8.
You know, an 8. Maybe 7, 8. I think I could push myself into an 8 on a good
day. I was thinking this. I think I would have said 7. Isn't 7 like the normal... What would you say?
6 or 7
six
is a
or
safe
seven.
Number,
right, maybe 8 was
why
a
why is that?
Pocket.
Why are we all 6 or 7?
Quietly confident. It's medium. Everyone likes to order a medium.
Yeah.
Very true.
As we know from touring, the most popular T-shirt... we sell is a
medium.
Always the medium, because everyone wants to be a medium. No one wants to be too small or too big.
Yeah.
Even if you're squeezing.
Sorry, you've designed the new T-shirt. What's the design?
Absolutely. It's basically three cans. Cans representing electro, because it's metal. And then on the cans are cowboy hats.
Okay, well, Scroobius emailed me in the week and he doesn't like it.
Oh, dear. There we go. First conflict.
Yeah.
Fair enough, that's not a problem. I'm open to criticism.
Imasola 10 BTW.
So sorry?
Imasola 10 BTW.
You're a solid 10.
By the way. The old abbreviation.
Solid 10, by the way. So you had a problem with his design of the new T-shirts.
It was the colour. Again, always popular is a black T-shirt. You've gone for metallic silver.
It's the electro vibe, isn't it?
I think it looks good on a web page. Maybe not so good... On a human being out shopping.
See, we're not going to have a Lennon-McCartney relationship here. No. Criticism taken on. Let's get rid of the metallic. Let's go black.
Perfect.
I mean, you know, if only the Beatles and all the Gallagher brothers could work so...
Fluidly.
Well,
you two.
Absolutely. And yourself, you're an Amigo as well.
Indeed.
So you'd rate yourself 8 out of 10.
Well, after your wisdom, I'm trying to think maybe 8's... Because what's
so
a 9
or
a 10?
We're all quietly confident.
I'm a 7.
But then we've got that little negative voice.
Yeah, you're quietly confident but don't want to come across as arrogant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and I mean, on a good day, so that could be one day out of a month, I'm an 8.
Yeah.
And then the other 30 days could be like 4, 5, you know, 2.
4, 2?
Oh, we've all had a 2 day, surely, where you can't be bothered to roll out of the duvet.
Day. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you mean?
We're just like, oh, God, what's this about? You know, what's this as a plan, as a strategy, as in me, Dave Edwards?
How old are you now, Dave?
I am 39.
How old are you, Scroobius?
I'm 35.
35. So you're fine. You're definitely, the seesaw is tipped, yes?
Yeah. Oh,
you would have thought so.
I'm going to be middle-aged very, very soon.
Well, you are middle-aged.
I am, yeah. It's happened. It's pretty much there.
So looking back over the first half, what do you reckon? Rate that out of 10.
That's a very sobering question. It's got to be said, that really is a hot potato I watch is dancing around in the air right now. That was a 4.
A 4?
Future projection, though, 8.
8's a popular one, isn't it?
Yeah, future projection, 8.
Well, that's nice, because, if you see an 8, it'll become an 8.
That's where you got to see it. Those two holes, 8,
things
fat lady.
Are looking up.
Things are looking up.
Things are looking up. They really are.
And for you to currently be an 8, despite the fact your life so far has been a 4,
I'm in the middle
point. It's very positive.
Optimism is my opium, if you like. Yeah. You know what I mean, that's what keeps me going. It really is.
Yeah. So, in fact,
And then we die.
Yeah, well said. That's a 0. Big fat 0.
You know, it's all pointless, isn't it?
Yeah, the 8 just goes off into ashes, up into the smoke.
So, what was I going to ask you? 5-year game plan. What are you going to be in 5 years? Obviously got 8 on the brain, so how's that going to... What's that going to look like?
8 on the brain. What have I got to do? I think, obviously, find myself a lady companion. That's going to be a big factor there.
Yeah. Trodden down that.
We're not going to go that again. Exactly. That's dumb. Absolutely. Forget about that.
Yeah.
And also, do I even need a lady companion, for God's sake? I've done pretty well without it for a long, long time.
I'd say probably, yeah.
Yep, absolutely,
well,
yeah. I need it. I think it's got to be said, but I do crack on about it. Let's just stop that record, chuck it out the window.
Yeah.
I think certainly...
Stop pointing.
I think at the moment, do something with the body, for crying out loud.
Well...
We're talking about the gym. I flirt with the gym too much. I went there twice this month. And
you do go to the gym?
Oh, I got myself a pair of new Nike trainers.
Oh!
The whole shebang. Yeah. Really sort of embracing it, and then I turn up and it's just like... I don't know. It just doesn't tick my box for some reason.
I once bought new jogging gear, everything, new trainers.
Wow.
I've got some little knee supports and that. Because I'm quite tall, like jogging and that can be dodgy on the knees. I was all excited. I went out on my first run and literally within the first 5 minutes, I got randomly egged.
Really?
Egged by a car just driving by.
Fucking hell.
I walked back to my flat dejected.
What number were you then?
My running gear. Yeah, well,
that's when you slip right down to a 2 or 1.
Yeah, I left the house feeling like a solid 8.
My Lord. It's nothing worse.
And then the top was chopped off of that 8 and I stumbled back as a 0.
You had covered in egg.
Yeah, just someone egged.
Fucking
hit me square in the chest
horrible.
As well, cracking short. And I didn't know, because I was running and had headphones in, I didn't know what had happened for a second. I felt impact. I was like, weird. Something happened, and then the realisation of egg, it was...
Yeah.
It's you trying to do something productive, burn off the calories, listen to your tunes, and you've got a bunch of youth, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Bored, aimless, just ruining someone else's day, dragging them down the numbers.
The irony being, in 5 minutes, I'd probably worked off approximately the equivalent of an egg.
There you go. See, that's optimism, that is. That boosts you back up to five or six, at least. Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm going to roll a big old joint.
Oh, but is that advisable? I don't know. Don't get me wrong, but... Well, in the sense that, we've got to perform in a second. I'm not being...
Come on, chill out, mate.
I suppose so, but I don't want to forget my guitar.
Roll the joint.
Chill, bro.
Yeah, chill, bro.
All right, amigos, let's go for it. Let's have a honk on the joint.
Sucking on the joint. And
good grief, look at that. You've done that before. That's certainly...
there we go.
In one breath.
This is some good shit, bro.
Like a dragon.
This is good shit, bro.
This is some good shit, bro.
Yeah, fucking right it is. Right, so Scroobius, have you got a second question for David?
If you could go back in time and dedicate your life to one sport, training in one sport, so at this point you're possibly at retirement age from your chosen sport after a successful career, what sport would you choose? If we hadn't gone the music route, obviously there's glory here, but there's a parallel glory in the sporting world.
I think it would need to be a sport that's not just you're not just like a greyhound dog running around after a ball, or not having to go at, any of those games, but old greyhounds.
What games?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps football. That might be. I know there's a lot of fans of football out there, or rugby. Not that I'm having to go at rugby, but I would like a sport where the intellect is kind of advanced and grown as well.
Is chess a sport?
No, I wouldn't be chess. It'd be something like martial arts. Yep. Something in that vein, where there's a discipline to it.
Definitely. I'm a big fan. I'd recommend Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, because that is, again, it's a chess game of physicality.
Do you know what I'd love to see now is, when Bruce Lee does that hit and it's kind of a smack?
The one-inch punch.
Could you do some... Maybe 4 or 5 1-inch punches on David.
Four or five separate, or like a 4 or 5-inch punch.
Advisable. I've got to go on stage in it and then perform. I don't want to.
Don't worry about that.
That's all right. Yeah, I don't want to get in the way.
4 or 5 1-inch punches just into his sternum.
Sternum. Whereabouts is that in the body?
Just there.
That could leave me quite winded. It's not a problem, but it might be painful.
So Scroobius has just got up. He's standing.
Okay, it's quite a large chap. Well,
he's
built.
Standing.
What you got to do, just prepare yourself and take a deep breath.
Right, okay.
And then in three... got you already. See, the distraction was doing the countdown.
Yeah, that was... That's quite... That hurts. I didn't even see it come, but it's almost like I'm having a heart attack, really.
And the second one-inch punch coming in now.
You might leave a crack there, Scroobius. I'd watch what you're doing.
You see, the key is aiming past the body. Yeah. So rather than aiming at your sternum, I'm aiming at the wall behind your sternum.
Is that my spine?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah.
It's me. I might need that. I might need that for the show. You know what I mean?
Okay, the third one coming in now.
Oh, here we go.
And can we do two quick ones?
Oh, right, okay, that's enough. You've had your fun.
Oh, there's a prostitute in the room.
Goodness me. Let me introduce myself. Dave Edwards. I'm not here to judge. You're obviously a lady of the night. Would you like some pizza?
Hawaiian,
indeed.
Well, she didn't seem to be answering you.
Please.
Huh? So sorry?
Please.
Yes, please, she said.
Please, there you go. One slice. Pizza, don't go crazy, but there you go. Enjoy yourself.
Some pizza. So what was the spot? So you'd like to be possibly a martial artist?
I think, and it would be basically ancient Japan, and it'd be a samurai, something in that vein, whereby a physical skill that's respected, but also a sense of wisdom and discipline that goes on.
I met a guy from Okinawa, the island of Okinawa, who was a trained samurai swordsman, and he did some shiatsu on me, and 2 years later he was banged up for touching women's... bits.
Oh, wow.
Goodness me. Where was he doing?
Oh, look at you touching
it. I know, absolutely. It's subconscious there, giving the old armpit a quicker stroke, if you like. And what's a shiatsu then?
Happy finish for Bran.
What's that? Happy finish
happy
for me?
Happy finish for
Bran. Yeah, a happy finish. Ecstatic finish.
Goodness me.
So anyway, so you'd like to be a martial artist. Could you give David some tips on...
Yeah, I mean, it's a good choice, but... Because it's all about dedication, and it's dedication to a mindset and a routine. But then that also brings you the physical prowess, because you've gone through that dedication.
Do you do martial arts frequently?
I do. I used to do a bit of Brazilian jiu-jitsu and a tiny bit of Krav Maga.
So when you say it's like a chess game...
You're not going to reply to Krav Maga?
What is Krav Maga?
Yes, indeed, very true. It was a martial arts. It was a martial art invented by essentially Israeli counter-terrorists.
Oh my goodness!
And it's not a martial art. It's never practiced in competition because it's literally meant to be the fastest route to end any situation.
A life, or whatever.
But it's good because it is pragmatic as well. Like one of the first things it would do is say to you: so if you're in this situation. And someone's like, it will have knife training and gun training and that kind of thing. If someone's got a gun, your first move is trying to see where the exit is and if you can just get out. So, as a martial artist teaching you, first of all, just try running because that's really good. Then it's saying, if you can't run, then here's what we do, and so on and so forth.
How would you take a gun off a man?
Or a woman. There's a lot of techniques. Closeness is the key, so getting them as close to you as possible. Always, they start most of the gun techniques from a stance of you having your hands at your side with open palms forward, so it shows that you're not attacking or hands in the air, and then going from there. So you're, again, it's giving you that advantage of the perception of passiveness, and then hopefully swooping.
What would you do? Maybe like scissor chop or some kind of.
It depends on how they're holding the gun. If they're with one hand, again, it's about.
Is there such a thing as a scissor chop?
I mean, it is like I'm sure there can be
around the neck.
Yeah,
over the.
It's interesting.
Arms in front of each other.
It's interesting the way you've done that on the neck, because the great perception of or misperception of chokes is that when you're choking someone, that you're trying to block their windpipe. And that's actually a harder way to choke. A preferred choke is to go, you're going either side of the neck and putting pressure on, and you're actually cutting off blood of the carotid arteries to make them pass out. So rather than actually stopping them breathing, you're making them pass out by reducing the blood to their brain, and then it causes them pass out.
Well, it would be insane of me not to step in here and ask you to...
I mean, it'd be a pleasure to demonstrate.
Well, I don't know. I think the Bruce Lee punch has left me in a bit of a
do you mind
frail
being,
manner.
What do you call it? Passing out for the sake of the podcast?
As long as I'm ready for the stage, and I'm not going to let the audience down.
What a euphoric feeling when you wake up from it.
Well, you said in the last episode that your favourite word is...
Euphoric.
Euphoric. So, could you possibly... knock him out or whatever you're going to do with his neck.
Sure, let's go ahead.
Is it going to be painful? Will I be okay to perform? I don't want to get in the way and be a nuisance.
As you're in your seat at present, I'll do it while you're seated, so there's no risk of you falling over and banging your head. It will just be a bit of struggling and then a lack of consciousness.
You're going to cut off my blood.
Off the blood to your brain, yeah. And from either side of your neck.
And then,
if there's no blood in my... Will I be dead for a while? Sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
Not medically, no. I mean, you may feel so emotionally, but no, you'll simply lose consciousness. It's no different than falling asleep at night.
I won't wake up brain damaged and forget where I live or how to drive my car.
No, that's not a great risk.
Go for it then, please. Okay, I've asked the questions, you've answered.
Scroobius is. Can you describe what you're doing to David's neck?
Well, I've just eased in behind him, and I'm putting one arm so that the inside of my elbow is essentially under his chin.
Right. Yeah.
And what I'm doing next is I'm placing the hand from that arm on my own bicep,
Blimey.
And then placing the hand of the other arm kind of around the back of your head, and then I'm just.
Right, David.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm getting comfortable.
Just pushing my elbows together.
I mean, capable arms.
Just pushing my elbows together so it's tightening in. Stopping the blood to your bread and then. The blood to your head, sorry. And then gradually you'll just drifting. I can feel you weakening.
Yes.
And you'll just drift unconscious and have enough.
And he's gone.
Then I'll release. And soon enough, we'll wake up.
Probably 30 seconds or so. We don't need to.
Can I punch David now, please, Brian?
Well, he's fast asleep. Do you think you should punch a man when he's not cold?
Activate huge fist mode.
He's just coming
around.
How was that, David?
Not pleasant. Not pleasant at all. I feel
well,
very
we've got to go on stage in about 9 minutes, so...
Morning, David.
Morning. Is it morning, Charles?
Right. Every episode, David gets a golden question to ask the guest.
Excellent.
So this is a golden question section. Have you got a question for... are you all right to ask questions?
Oh, absolutely. Don't worry about that.
You're back.
You're very bright. Quite the morning person.
I'm struggling. I've got a bit of a migraine.
He seems confused.
He does seem confused. Have you got a question?
I am disorientated.
Scribius?
Yes. Oh, here we go. Let the blood just flow back. We're back on. We're back on top. Yes. Basically, as a man and adult, do you have any role models, or do you feel that you pass that now? Do you have any idols, people you follow and you still look at and aspire to, or do you feel as though that is somewhat of a childlike thing to do?
You know what? I think, again, it's nice that you'll have role models and inspiration of those people you know, particularly if you're in the entertainment industry. It's nice that you can look up to those around you. But in reality, my main role model is The Rock, mainly for just his Instagram post of him being very dedicated.
Making, The Rock, don't you?
Average to poor films. Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, know him well. Yes.
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, yeah, I've got my finger on the pulse.
Right to his friends.
Yes.
Former wrestler, and now just he seems to do everything, so he's a very enjoyable person to observe.
What does he do?
He makes a lot of films. I think last year he was the biggest box office pull in all of Hollywood,
which
considering he only came into Hollywood five or so years ago, it's quite quite the achievement.
Incredible.
And again,
you met him?
Not necessarily for good films. No, I've never
I met have him. Met him.
Have you?
Really?
No, I haven't met him. No.
Climax.
No, I know, but you know, it's just a bit of fun.
Yeah, he's a bit of fun. You're quite right.
It was nice to have that feeling, wasn't it? It was nice to have the feeling that you had met him.
Wow.
And then, again, disappointment.
Yeah. 1 second of euphoria. It was only 1 second, but it's worth it.
Exactly. So you look up to The Rock.
I'd go for The Rock. He seems to work very hard on artistic endeavours
and
on his body. I would suspect he takes some supplements to be such a muscular man.
Quite a beast, isn't he?
He's large.
Yeah.
He's large. I felt awful for Vin Diesel. When The Rock was added to the Fast and Furious franchise.
Yes, he was in the later
Vin
episodes.
Vin Diesel is essentially a big...
Who is Vin Diesel? I know who he is. Where's he come from?
It's just, I guess he came in the Fast and Furious. He was in that Pitch Black he came in first originally.
Triple X.
Yep, Triple X, which he's returned with.
I just moved into the Vin Diesel section of the podcast.
But essentially, Vin Diesel is big, muscly and bald.
Yeah.
And then they brought The Rock in, who's bigger, musclier and potentially balder, and it just felt unfair to him to be replaced in that way, or to have that competition of you see what you bring to this franchise. We've now got this guy who's bringing it a little bit more.
Do you think there's a bit of tension in the Winnebagoes?
I imagine there was some tension. I'd imagine at first it was almost over friendly because of that kind of wanting to buddy up, but trying to prove that you're not intimidated.
Yes, definitely.
I'm as good as you. I'm not intimidated, but that over friendliness, and then as the roles, grew. And
we're like that, aren't we? To begin with, it's very friendly.
Very friendly, very nice.
Tense, isn't
I think it? It's good tense because it keeps us on our tiptoes, and without that, we need to be on our top form 24/7. I don't feel there's any tension, actually. I never heard you mention that before. I feel very calm in your environment.
Have you got any role models, apart from the obvious?
Well, I tell you... The obvious, Monsieur Gittings, obviously being very much an idol. You are very much a map that I try to follow through life, definitely. Yeah. I would tell you one, which I think Terry Wogan has always been.
I don't believe you.
Honestly.
You point at me again.
I apologise. I'm putting them back. I really am. I think he was always around as a child, not literally, on the TV type of thing. And longevity as a career, endless.
Yeah.
And when you watch him on YouTube, on Radio
Terry
2.
Terry Wogan.
Yeah, or you can watch him on Radio 2 on YouTube. Not now.
Did you do that?
I have done that.
Yeah.
And it was during the 80s. And he was. Okay. You know, they talk about on TED Talks about having a flow. When you're in the flow, that could be, writing music or reciting poetry, you're just in the now.
Yeah.
When he was on radio, he really was a maestro. He was chatting to housewives whilst changing records, doing different voices. Well, that's why, I've got a thing for Terry in a way. Do you know what I mean? Blankety blank, he was great.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, he wasn't only like that on the radio, because I have met him.
Have you? Really?
Life.
And he was lovely.
He was exactly like that. And it was a weird thing. I was at Six Music going in to do someone else's show, and it's the same building as Radio 2 and 4 and a load of them. And, I mean, I say met, I was in his presence. He breezed through but made conversation all the way through with every member of security, every person on reception. And it was exactly as if in his life he was doing a radio show. He was there to entertain everyone and talking to everyone. Everyone obviously in awe of him and as a British institution.
So, the other thing I heard about Terry Wogan, which I was very impressed with, he did no preparation before a show. He's just swan in, down. But I'm not Terry. I mean, Terry's chat was golden. I'm more bronze, if you know what I mean, in that sense.
You rate yourself.
Can you do a Terry Wogan impression, David?
Can you do a Terry Wogan impression?
Top of the morning to you. It's Terry here on Radio 2.
Don't do it, it's horrible.
That was terrible, wasn't it? That was a bad decision.
Now, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes to go on stage. Scroobius, you spit bars.
Do you spit bars, yeah.
Did you spit bars for about 25 seconds?
Now, to be honest, I'm in electro country mode, so I don't know if I can spit bars.
Well, I'm pretty sure you can.
Grumpy.
I just want you to spit bars at David, and I want to look at David's face when you're doing it. Is that a problem? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot.
I mean, I can try. I can pick
David,
something from my over.
Can we do a sort of spitting bar, like a battle? I'd love,
by all means,
I'd love you to spit back at.
What is a spit bar, first off? What happens?
It's essentially speaking quickly and rhythmically, often in rhyme.
Yeah.
Need a drum beat.
Certainly
need a drum beat. So we're going to stick a drum beat on now. So maybe sort of 5, 6, 7 seconds each, just one against the other.
Right.
Back and forth, back and forth.
Is there a conversation that needs to take place?
Charles, you're going to speak rhythmically.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay, yeah.
And battle with Scroobius, and then Charles will pick a winner. Here we go, then.
Here we go. Let's start this one.
So I'll kick this off, shall I?
Just 5 or 6 seconds.
Yep. Hello, David. I know you like Wogan. I'm sorry about your chest. I hope it's not broken. That's all I've got at the moment.
So that's fine.
Over to you.
Okay, this is round one. Here we go.
That's not a problem. I've gone to casualty. They've stitched me up. I'm really, really happy. I also like Wogan.
Good for you, mate. Right, okay. Set round two. We'll do 3 rounds. Round two. Slightly longer this time, strangely.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
It's lovely backstage. I'd like to have some pizza. Hello to the prostitute. It's lovely to meet you. This is David. He's, as I mentioned, a fan of Wogan. And hopefully his chest is not broken. It's a callback.
That's fine. It's a callback.
I apologise to the whip. It's called marijuana. It's illegal. It's C-list. I wouldn't do it around my father. Take a seat. Have some pizza. Sorry about the illegal activities. I'm going to be ringing 999.
You're not bothered about that last line ever, are you?
No, I'm not. I don't quite know where to go with that last bit.
No, it's one. What do you reckon? It's one all. It's the third round. Let's see. Third round.
Oh.
Here we go. Final round. On all.
Every now and then I can, I need to find empowerment. Empowerment is paramount. How I can begin to plan a plan that I can implement to make it and live in instead of around belligerence, distance, and miscreants.
Oh, goodness. That was brought out the top draw. I wasn't expecting that out of the blue.
Okay, so obviously it's one all. Cool. You've got a. Okay, Charles says cool.
Yeah, very cool. An exclamation mark at the end. Something to put on the CV.
So obviously you know what you've got to pull out the bag.
Yes, okay, yep.
It's got to be creative, inventive. If you want to win this, here we go.
I'm an electro music star. I'm all around. I'm going to leap into space and create a cloud. I'm going through a wormhole through my mind. I'm writing the lyrics. I'm trying to rhyme. I'm trying to enter into a new realm, a psychology. It's just a spell. I'm a man on his own in an island of hate. You've got to fight the hate and be the love. The last sentence, it's the last word, isn't it? I just can't, you know.
It's fine,
that's
it's
so
fine.
Cool, David.
It was cool, David, as well.
Oh, thank you.
Lovely stuff.
Very nice.
So, who's the winner then? Here we go. Who's the winner, Charles?
Pip.
Oh, well, there we go.
Well played. Nice. I think we've got to go on stage now. Can you hear everyone? They're cheering our
names.
Nervous. What are they cheering?
Three amigos!
Yeah, we don't need to do it like that.
Three amigos. Quite right.
We all set. You got your instrument?
Yeah, I'm ready with my washboard.
Have you got your instrument then?
Yeah, my electro robot guitar.
I've got my electric xylophone. So, what we'll do now, we'll walk out on stage.
Drum.
He's got his drum. Charles has got his drum. We'll walk out on stage. We'll kick into our first track.
Wonderful. Good luck, guys.
Thank you so much for getting involved, Scroobius.
Thank you. It's great to be part of this amazing trio with four people.
Well, what song should we start with?
Robotic Farmers.
Robotic Farmers. You happy with that?
Couldn't be happier.
Okay. Thank you, guys. And here we go. Good. Have a good one, guys. Could be our last moments ever. Here we go.
Robot.
Not on stage yet.
No, not on stage. Quite right. Wait until we're on stage.
Should we say a prayer first, like Madonna?
Let's say a prayer, yes. Like Madonna. Okay. Obviously you've got to be very grateful of where we are in our lives and what we're doing. Be very mindful of the fact that David, help me out here.
Mindful that to help the youth and give them something to aspire to, not just drugs and vandalism or chucking eggs at joggers like okay. Pip. Something okay. to aspire to that's truthful.
We're about to step onto the stage. Have a great one. Herbert Farmers.
And go.
Come on then, David.
Robot farmers cutting through hay. Robot farmers, time for your harvest. Robot farmers kissing the farmer's wife behind the cattle so no one
robot
can see.
Robot farmers
are the future.
Robot farmers.
Farmers are now unemployed. We've taken over our agriculture.
Robot farmers. Robot harvesters.
Harvesters. Well done, Charles.
Robot harvesters.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.